Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch. Full stop. And their ceramic watch material almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, man. From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, I'm giddy. From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. West Virginia played a game that counted. They won that game. You know, the University of Charleston game was a non-secret scrimmage that didn't count. But it was a first impression, right? But it didn't count. This one did. And can you make, coming off of last season, can you make a better first impression than starting the game 21 rock? You score the first 21 and you take a 30 to 2 lead 8 minutes into the game. That make the plane out of the first 8 minutes. You know what I mean? Just, I'm screaming. I'm animated. It's the first game. Again, it's a bye game. But those were not, West Virginia sweated all the bye games last year. And I've got to stop talking about last season, but my enthusiasm is fueled by the nightmare that was last season. And so to come out of the gate 30-2 was all I could hope for as somebody consuming that game. Threes were going in. Steals were happening on the defensive side that led to easy baskets, dunks on the other end. And it's definitely going to get tougher. But like the UC game that didn't count, this one counted. It was against better competition, and it was an even better start to a game. Now, they played pretty much even after that. So they played 32 more minutes, and Robert Morris outscored WVU by 2 in the other 32 minutes. Oh no, they played them exactly even. West Virginia won by 28. They were up 30-2. I'm so excited. Even the math is fuzzy. But yes, 30-2, and then in 8 minutes, and then in 32 minutes, they scored the same amount of points. And yet it didn't lower my excitement. Because if they did, if they did that all game, let's do the math on this, 30, 60, it'd be 150-10. And that would catch a headline. somewhere. And that would seem actually kind of mean. And nothing about this felt mean at all. It was awesome. West Virginia won 87-59. And they were an 18.5 point favorite. That was the betting line. And, you know, we haven't seen that kind of line in over a year. I saw 18.5, but I was like, that's a lot of points for game one of the DeVries era. And if you bet WVU minus 18.5, easy winner. I mean, that's one of those bets. You're up 30-2. Now it was a 20-point lead at the half. I don't know how many times it got under 20 for the rest of the game. But you can see a backdoor cover before West Virginia in the middle of the second half kind of got it out of reach. West Virginia made 14 threes. They shot over 73% on two-pointers. 7-3. And 55% overall from the field. 19 of 26 from inside the arc. That's just 73% on twos is... that's not something we're used to around these parts. Loved it. Five Mountaineers with double-digit scoring, and two of them were the freshmen. And we'll get to them here in a second. Tucker DeVries, he scored the first eight. Later in the first half, he got a defender off of his feet, waited for the defender to run into him, and made a double-clutch three as part of a four-point play. Awesome. Javon Small steady tonight in his WVU debut. 15 points, 5 assists, 3 turnovers. Tucker had 3 as well. KJ Tenner. I did not have my money on KJ Tenner being the first off the bench, and he was. He came into the game with Ed Andre 3000. And KJ Tenner, 10 points, 3 assists, no turnovers in his debut, made both of his 3-point shots. Awesome start for KJ Tenner. Was not expecting that. I was expecting the other freshman to come in first, Jonathan Powell. He did come in. He did get his shots off. He had 3 threes tonight. Couldn't make them early, but that doesn't keep that guy from shooting the ball. They're going to go in at some point is the mindset. And it's not going to deter that guy from being ready to shoot the ball. And you got a glimpse of in the second half, KJ Tenner in transition, passing it to Jonathan Powell on the side for a made three, open three. I know guys don't stay for 4 years anymore. But Tenner to Powell, like it's something that you can get excited about in the moment. Toby Okoni with a Sports Center highlight dunk on a out of bounds play, and all night, like getting to the rim with these, getting to the foul line. Yes, one of the foul shots was about 2 foot short. Not gonna sweat that. Sincere Harris, my favorite player, 3 blocks, and they all look like Sincere Harris is trying to, you know how like if you jumped on a trampoline as a young person and you did the most dangerous of things where multiple people are on the trampoline and you're trying to popcorn somebody very high. It seemed like every Harris block was like he was trying to popcorn the ball off a trampoline. And I don't know how high the ceiling of the Coliseum is. And it wasn't that close. But in my mind, the blocks came straight down, and they came down with force. Amani got 12 rebounds. He stayed out of foul trouble. Darren DeVries is saying he wants him to shoot 4-8 threes. He met his quota tonight. He shot 4 threes, made 1 of them. I wanted this game to be a non-stress win. And that 30-2 start, it's something that can... If we're going to write the DeVries book at WVU, it's a great first chapter. Coming out of the gates, 30 the two.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Even with the 30-2 start, it doesn't mean that there aren't some issues. It's not perfect. And it shouldn't be expected to be perfect. But it looks like defensive rebounding is going to be an issue. WVU gave up 16 offensive rebounds to a Robert Morris team that was out-rebounded by Villanova 51-27 in their public game that didn't count. And so if that doesn't get better, you've got to offset that with something. And if you make 14 threes a game, and if you get points off of turnovers, and if you shoot 73% on two-pointers, then maybe those things can offset what looks to be a deficiency of this team, which is keeping the other team off the boards on the offensive side. And if West Virginia, here's the concern, can West Virginia make 73% off of twos all season? And can they get the points they got off of turnovers consistently like they did tonight? That's a tough ask. So always going to be there, and I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about how many minutes Tucker DeVries had to play in a 28-point blowout. He played 32 tonight. It's got a feeling of 2017-18 Javon Carter, where Carter early in that season against in blowout games, they couldn't have him off the court. Like he played 30-plus minutes in those games, and then you get into conference play, and you're not averaging less than 38. And so if the low power mode kicks in for Tucker and there's still eight more Big 12 games, is that going to be an issue? You can tell when he's not in the game. And of course that should be the case because of how good he is. That could be a factor moving on. Another issue that wasn't on site was the ESPN app. Kind of lean on the worldwide leader. I'm watching ESPN Plus. I'm using the ESPN app for live stats. And they just kind of quit during the game. They just kind of stopped midway through the first half and then just took it out as an option on the ESPN app. So not great. And then I'm trying to check other scores and real-time stats and can't find those either. Not a great first impression for the college basketball season from ESPN. And ESPN's app wasn't the only technology struggling tonight. You know, on the football side, those games are outside. Weather can be a factor. West Virginia had two home games delayed this season due to lightning. You play basketball indoors. So really hard to have a lightning delay on a game that's inside. But there was a delay tonight that extended halftime by a few minutes because the shot clocks were malfunctioning. There were so many people. There was a ladder involved, so many humans working on the shot clock. They lowered the rim. Now, did the substitute shot clocks that they put in place on the floor of both sidelines, did they work 100% of the time in the second half? I have doubts. If you were there, maybe you can let me know if they seem to be on point. I did hear some buzzers like the shot clock was expiring. I also looked at West Virginia had the ball past half court and the shot clock said 30 and just started. I don't know as a ref how you keep track of that. They obviously were having issues in the first half enough for them to have the issue where they got 15 people huddled around a rim. And then more importantly, you got the visual of, hey, we're waiting for them to work on the shot clocks. The rim that's lowered is WVU's rim. So you got Robert Morris just getting all sorts of shots up in that extended break. And WVU, they could just pass the ball around. You know, they work on their bounce passes or whatever. And they did have a few, like a minute, it seemed like, or two to get some shots up. It's like West Virginia iced themselves for the second half because of the malfunction. And yet, West Virginia still outscored Robert Morris in the second half. So those were the minuses. Some had nothing to do with the product on the court. All in all, you have to give the Darren DeVries WVU debut high grades. Home opening win. And remember the part where I told you they had a 30-2 lead to start the game? That I love that. And that's how I'll remember this game. The final score is whatever the final score is. I've already forgot it. To me, this is the 30-2 game. All right? And that's for me.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the articles about WVU sports. Listen to West by Pod, another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella about football. Joel and Jordan do a great job there. Join the Smoking Musket Discord. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Do all that stuff and join me underneath the Smoking Musket umbrella.
The next game for WVU is Friday, 7 p.m., back on ESPN+, back in the Coliseum, and West Virginia will play former Atlantic 10 foe UMass. West Virginia lost to the Minutemen by 8 in Springfield last season. Two of the 6 Minutemen that scored more than 2 points in last year's game versus WVU remain on the roster. The other 4 guys lost to the portal. The Minutemen, they had a route tonight. They won by 29 against a bad New Hampshire team. I think for every game coming up, my first thought is, who is Sincere Harris guarding? And most likely, Sincere Harris will be assigned Rasul Diggins, who was one of the guys who scored more than 2 points last season for UMass. In his opener versus New Hampshire, Rasul shot 8 of 16 from 3 and scored 26 points. With respect to Rasul, he may shoot 16 threes. I don't think he's making 8 on Friday if Sincere Harris is guarding him. Another guy that didn't score more than 2 points but is still on the UMass roster, starting point guard Jalen Curry, sophomore guard, he almost had a double-double tonight, 9 points, 12 assists. It was interesting on the box score that UMass got out-rebounded by New Hampshire substantially, and I picture Frank Martin-led teams as very physical teams, good at offensive rebounding, even if they're not good at offensive rebounding. And I don't know if Robert Morris is good at offensive rebounding, but I know a Frank Martin team is going to be physical. They're going to play physical. And can West Virginia match that physicality on Friday? We'll find out on Friday, but I can't wait to say this last part. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have one win where they started the game 30-2, and they have 0 losses.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.